by the new and living way. Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant, Pastor Emeka Egwuchukwu.
Father, we thank you. I just yield myself to you. I yield myself to your spirit. I need help. Please help me. That the words will come as seed into the hearts of everyone that will stir us up even more to consecrate ourselves even in the place of prayer. Help me, grant me strength to stand and speak as I ought to. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's quickly turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy. Book of 1 Timothy. Now, just one of the things that the Lord has been indicting in my heart concerning this season that we are, which is the season of prayer. I had to request for the prophecies that have been coming. You know, sometimes we lose sight of words that have come to us. Now, I want to say that the Lord does not just speak to us, except we've gotten to the place where we have gotten so used to words of prophecy, tongues, and interpretations that are coming to us. We can get to the place where we get so used to them that they are just like normal. There will be tongues and interpretation. And what are they really there for? They are for exaltation, for encouragement. Can you give me that place before we go to 1 Timothy? They are for exaltation, for edification, and for comfort. 1 Corinthians 14:3. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification. The word edification is from where we get edifix, meaning it is for building. Not building as in physical building, but prophecy is also for building. Because prophecy is a bringing in of words, especially prophecy as it has to do with people of revelation. If you listen to some of the prophecies that come, you could see that there is within it not just a foretelling. Prophecy, gifts of the Spirit, which is gift of prophecy, can be with word of knowledge and word of wisdom. It can be with word of knowledge, which of course speaks of maybe the present condition or whatever is a word of wisdom can operate through prophecy. It can also, word of wisdom can also operate through prophecy. In other words, the word of wisdom is actually the supernatural ability of the Lord to proffer solution to a condition or a situation. So that word of knowledge plays a role in the gift of prophecy, as in, you know, word of knowledge, word of wisdom plays a role in foretelling. Foretelling, that is speaking of what will happen or what has taken place, or also proffering as it were a solution. But there is also in prophecy, there is an element of edification. Now, that element of edification, you find it more with a place where there is revelation. In other words, when I mean revelation, you know, when he says, surprisingly, when you say revelation, you know what people call revelation? Visions. Dreams and visions. That's what they call revelation. That's what I noticed. Well, I listen to ministers on the YouTube, and I'm surprised you call that revelation. That's gifts. You know, so sometimes you say prophetic. I don't want to, prophetic. That's not what, growing up, that's not what I understood prophetic to mean. Because I grew up, as it were, in a house of gifts of spirit. Of course, those of us who were here early days of NLWC, I've had to minister, I think, once or twice on the gifts of the Spirit. And there was a whole lot of release of the gifts. I won't forget that very one that Sister Otta was so drunk. You know, how many of us remember Sister Otta? That's Pastor Adisa's wife. She was so drunk, I didn't even know he was going to marry a pastor, but I knew that day she was just drunk in the Spirit, you know. That was when God was preparing. God was trying to begin to prepare her for that. I didn't know. But you know, one of the things about that was that the gift of the Spirit manifestation. I've taught gift of the Spirit and ministered gift of the Spirit with gifts of the Spirit. I didn't just teach it as a teacher. I've taught it, ministered it with gifts of the Spirit. I've taught gifts of the Spirit, knowing certain gifts that will come. That's word of knowledge. I've taught gifts of the Spirit with certain operation of those gifts while teaching them. Teaching them, the anointing just comes on you. You will know exactly how the gift will manifest in an individual. I don't know, Bola is here. Remember in your, that was your NCCF days when I was there and I ministered the gift of the Spirit. You know, you could see that it was with a lot of the gifts. Now, I don't need to do it in church. Those days, we are early days of NLWC. But if the Lord permits, we will do that, you know. Amen. But those gifts comes on you even by teaching of words. Because some of you that bring forth words and prophecy, bring forth tongues, some of you just came on you. You just begin to discover it operating. Not that anybody prayed for you. Amen. Some of you also have gifts of discerning of spirits. But you just, I think maybe one of these days we will take it in Sunday school. Because sometimes people possess these gifts and they don't even know what it is. They don't even know what it is. Some people don't even know what it is. So, like I said, gifts of, I grew in a house of gifts of the Spirit. A lot of it, a lot of manifestation, you know. And so, I get surprised when people, gifts of the Spirit, being operative, and people call it prophetic. And I'm like, it's strange to me that this is something, not that I'm invalidating what they are doing or saying that they are wrong, but that it is not really a big deal as in the way they make it a big deal. Because if you are a Haganite, that is one thing that you will naturally, what I mean naturally, by reason of hearing Hagan, you will break into such manifestations. You know, I told you a story of after I got born again, the fellowship I started attending, which was purely Hagan. It was Hagan boys. And they had gifts of the Spirit. Well, that's why I said I got born in a house where there was gifts of the Spirit, manifestation of the Spirit, demonstration of the Spirit. Amen. They are still there when it's needed. But I'm going somewhere, and I said, I get surprised when I hear somebody talk about vision as revelation. No. Maybe revelation because it unveiled something to them. But what we call revelation is actually understanding. When you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, another place is spirit of wisdom and understanding. So what we call revelation is understanding in the knowledge of God, in the knowledge of God's word, in the knowledge of Christ, and in the knowledge of the Father, and in the knowledge of God. That's what we call what? That's what we call revelation. Amen. Now, so you can understand when I said, in a house of revelation, one of the things you discover is that even gifts of prophecy can be revelational. Amen. Gift of prophecy can be what? Revelational. It can go beyond just foretelling or telling forth and become revelational. So when it's revelational, you now see edification. You will see edification because edification, the word edification means to build up. It's not only to encourage, because there is encouragement, which is comfort. Some translation calls it comfort. But to edify means to build up. So there are prophecy, gifts of prophecy that operates for the purpose of building up, and they are normally revelational. Praise God. So they are for edification, for exaltation. That exaltation is like charging. Amen. Not exaltation, exhortation. Exhort you. So when it says somebody's coming to give us word of exhortation, it's to make us hot. To charge you. Like we had exhortation this morning before we began to pray. And those who are leading prayers, we are also exhorting us, making us hot. Of course, if you're going to lead prayer, you must be very good with exhorting. Otherwise, people will just... Amen. Because prayer is not actually what people like doing so much. But there is exhortation. Amen. And also comfort. Comfort. Because we are in a journey. We need to be comforted. Comfort ye my people. Speak peaceably. Say unto Zion, thy God reigneth. So there is comfort that is supposed to come to Zion. And you are Zion. I didn't hear amen. Amen. So there's a comfort that is supposed to come to us. Now, those are the things that prophecy are for. But in addition to that, prophecy is also for us to lay hold on. Can somebody say lay hold on? Lay hold on. Say it, lay hold on. Lay hold on. Say it again, lay hold on. Lay hold on. So quickly give me that 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Give me from verse 18. Let's read from verse 18. Amen. This charge I exhort you. Or the best rendition is I command you. I command you. Or this command I commit unto you. I give you this command. And what is the command? Son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on thee. According to the prophecy which went before on thee. So there were prophecies which went before on Timothy. There are prophecies that had gone before on us as a church. There are prophecies that has gone before on you as an individual. There are prophecies that have gone before on you even as a family. But the thing about it is that some of us have forgotten them. I remember during my birthday, some prophecies came forth and I want to revisit them. And besides that, but I had to request for prophecy that has gone before us beginning this year. Had to request, because you can lose sight of them. You can lose sight of them. And I tell you, I don't know, we forget them. I discover it's not supposed to be our manner. Recently, I was speaking with our daddy, Reverend, and a prophecy that came, it was tongues and interpretation. I was the one that interpreted it. He reminded me of it. It was during his birthday, and I was there. I think it was Dr. Lamikora, that brought forth the tongues, and I interpreted it. I had forgotten it, but he didn't forget it. It means that somewhere he held it in his heart. So when he reminded me, it dawned on me that we've been careless with prophecy. But thank God that he has not even stopped speaking. And also discovered that the Spirit has had to repeat some of those prophecies again, knowing that we forget. I want us to begin to correct it. Did you hear what I just said now?
Yes,
I want us to begin to correct it. One thing you do with prophecy is that you lay hold on it. You do what? Now, how do you lay hold on it? You believe it. And don't forget it. Don't misunderstand me. Don't place it above the word. Of course, there is no genuine prophecy that will be outside the word or contrary to God's word. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So it is from the Spirit of God. And so he gives it to us for edification, for exaltation, and for comfort. Now, these three activities of prophecy will not really bring its result to us. Meaning these things that prophecy is supposed to do will not be fully done if we are forgetful hearers. Or we treat prophecy carelessly. You know why? Because it has become normal. You see, tongues and interpretation that we see in the house, we need to reference these things. Somebody came to worship with us and said she will not come back again, because he said that church is fearful. And what was the fearfulness? There was tongues. Somebody interpreted. She's like, I've never seen this before. I've only seen it in the Bible. I've never seen it physically. These people, this place is fearful. She says she will not come back. But eventually she came back, you know. Of course, because everybody likes, you know. Amen. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Now, it will not, we can have it, because we have it abundantly, we can take it for granted. We can begin to forget them. I remember the first time somebody visited a very notable child of God. I know him. I knew him in an assembly that I once worshipped. I know about very well. He happens to be an older folk there, you know, not my age, much older than me. And he was one of the foundation members. I won't call his name because you guys Google everything. So then we are having Revelation Hour in Hellenbosch. We used to also have Writing Division there, even Believers Convention there. So then we used to hire equipments for Believers Convention. So he was one of the people that used to give us his equipment. We pay a lot then, and that a lot was a lot in those days, though it was very little. But you know, some of us don't know the story that in Writing Division, the refreshment you take, there was a time when refreshment was cabin biscuits and soft drink, and the offering we took for the meeting couldn't pay for the soft drink and the cabin biscuits. And we didn't stop preaching Revelation. That's why we have to really appreciate God for our daddy and our mommy, Reverend and Reverend Mrs. They never compromised, even in the days where things were really rough. So the man came to, we invited him to come and see the hall we are using so that he will know the kind of equipment that will be fit for the hall. And then he's just coming for the first time. So when he came, he sat down, and then there was tongues and interpreting. I think then I was the one interpreting tongues. Now, I wasn't the one that first started interpreting tongues. Let me just say it now. Do you know who started interpreting tongues in EGFM first? Eh? No, apart from our daddy, Reverend. Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken Eyanahore. He was the one that first started interpreting tongues. Yeah. Yeah. He was. I started interpreting tongues, Believers Convention, that we held in CMS Grammar School. Some of us don't know about the Believers Convention we held in CMS Grammar School. That was where I started interpreting tongues. That very year, the Spirit of God, that was 17, right? 2007, yeah. The Spirit of God came upon me seriously in that meeting. That meeting was as if they were tearing me apart. Throughout the meeting, I preached, but I can't even remember what I preached because I was being torn apart. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know it was the operation of that gift was coming on me. And I was restless. I couldn't even sit down properly on a chair. You know, throughout almost every day. Then on the last day, the thing broke out. Reverend spoke in tongues and gave me the microphone, and I interpreted and interpreted. And the last, I think some days before it, then the last day, he was literally, I was like, he stood and was preaching. I was beside him. He was preaching in tongues. I was interpreting in English language. Amen. And that very year was, the move of the Spirit was so strong, so strong, so strong. Now, the previous year, we had Believers Convention in Unilag, and we were restricted because they didn't want move of this. They didn't want anybody falling under the anointing. The hall we are using, that's a chapel extension. They didn't want anybody falling under the anointing. They didn't want any of those crazy things that we do. They call it crazy things that we do. So we are restricted. After that year, we say we are not going back there. We had to now get a place where, and it was like immediately we got there, move of the Spirit. Amen. The elderly man that came, I think I was the one that was interpreting tongues that very day, and he was shocked. Now he has been in a Pentecostal assembly for years. He's a foundational member in a Pentecostal assembly for years. But he has never seen that manifestation. For us, it was normal. Just like for us here today, it's still normal. Now, because it's normal amongst us, can bring us to the point where we hold it. Child, they will just prophesy now. And especially when somebody, you know, the thing comes on somebody and the person is bringing it forward and the other one is bringing it forward and the other one is bringing it forward. These people, child, let them just allow us hear word. Daddy wants to teach. How many of us used to think like that? Be sincere. All of us are guilty. Can I tell you? Especially those of us that interpret tongues. No, I've been there. Some tongues will just come when you're about to write something. I will say, oh God, can't I just sit down and enjoy a message? Because when tongues come, interruption. And you must speak it. So I got to a point, let me confess my sin. I got to a point where, you know, when the tongue is coming, is I will be quoting that scripture. The person who is speaking in tongues should also pray to interpret. Because I got to the point where one person in a meeting, one person will bring forth tongue, I will interpret. He will bring forth another one, I will interpret. He will bring out another one, I will interpret. He will not bring forth the fourth one. And he finishes, another person will now bring, wants to give up to four. One of those meetings, I got angry. I will say, Daddy, continue, teach it. So, whatever is happening to you has happened to me. Amen. 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 I know somebody said, Pastor, I thought you guys are holy, you know. You don't know the warfare we go through. That sometimes you finish interpreting tongues, then I will tell you, just talked nonsense. Abby, am I lying? In fact, you just spoiled the meeting. And that didn't even mention anything about... At least if he had said something about that, you know, sometimes you say that tongue, that tongue. Yes, that tongue. And he will not mention it, he will just go to another direction and sit down and say, you see? You know, some of you, Kai, they are shining. May he come on you so that you will shine. Amen.
Emino toto to fulfill la Christophana toto fulfill eniko koto lo toto to fulfill le toto toto fulfill to fulfill to fulfill to fulfill to fulfill to fulfill. For wherever my word is exalted, for wherever my word is exalted in all its awesomeness, or for wherever my word is embraced and received wholeheartedly, even the word and the spirit, there I have a greater room to manifest myself, to manifest myself and to show forth myself. For this is how church should be. For this is how your meeting should look like. For this is how all your coming together should look like. Someone should come with tongue. Someone should have tongue. Someone should prophesy. Someone should interpret. For these activities is a token of my presence. Even in your midst, to bring comfort, to bring exhortation, and to bring blessing, even to my people, even to my people, even to my people. For an asevion agrias ta fovanante. And when I come to manifest myself, it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. So my manifestation must be held in high regard. It must be highly regarded, because those things are the things that will help you even in the journey. In the journey. And I still want to manifest more. I still want to manifest more. For you have not seen manifestation.
Yes.
You have not seen manifestation.
Yes, yes,
for
yes,
this
yes.
Is the beginning of the day, sir, when I will manifest myself mightily in all the gift that I have, motopiana gagababasta, that I have within myself to bless my church with. For you have not seen anything. It's the beginning of the outpouring of my spirit. It's the beginning of the days of the giving of the things that pertain to your building up and the defying of my body. Therefore, I say, open your heart. Open your heart for more. Open your heart for more. Open your heart for more. I am coming more. I am coming more. I am coming more. I want to come and rest in a greater proportion upon many. Upon many. For the young men will see vision, and the sons will prophesy, and the daughter will prophesy, and the old men will dream dreams. I will pour out even my spirit with my gift. See the Spirit of God.
Lord, we receive it. Amen. We receive it. We receive all that you want to do. We will not limit the Spirit. We will not limit the move of the Spirit.
That's prophecy direct. We have more of tongues and interpretation, but this prophecy is direct, right? Amen. And I can agree with that, because I know that part of what the Lord wants us to do is to also learn this, because there is coming a greater move of the Spirit even upon people of revelation.
There's coming a greater move of the Spirit upon this local assembly. Now, the move of the Spirit that we have found and we have used so much have been the move of the Spirit that has to do with, because it's the same gift of the Spirit and the same move of the Spirit, because two things that will characterize the church, the virgin church, according to Jelet's prophecy, is that there will be move of the Spirit. If you can find it, you can just help me bring it. It's there in the prophecy. What will mark the church. Now, the move of the Spirit will not just be, there is a move of the Spirit at the level of milk. Is the Lord bearing witness of that administration? There's also the Lord bearing witness of the administration of Christ. The Lord bearing them witness with signs and wonders, according to the book of Hebrews. Now, that signs and wonders and diverse miracles, they are the same gifts of the Spirit, but now heightened to the level of the word that the gifts or the move is confirming. So there's going to be a stronger confirmation. Why? Because the administration is higher. And then even in the things of everlasting life, there is also a move of the Spirit. Woo! Amen. It's just coming from my spirit, you know. Amen. Amen. It's so. It's so. It is so. It is so. It is so. It is just so. Amen. So we will be expecting greater move of the Spirit. Amen. But for us to also benefit from it is why I'm teaching this. That back to what I was saying, we will not, you see, exaltation, edification, exaltation, comfort, which is what the gift of prophecy, I'm talking about prophecy that has not just gifts, but or gifts of the Spirit, but prophecy that has gone forth before you, they will not fully perform what they ought to do if we do not hold them. So I say one way to hold them is to do what? Believe in them. Believe in those words that are coming. Don't say, we've heard it before. Believe in it. Secondly, don't forget them. Amen. Amen. Don't do what? Don't forget them. Now, when you read it said, these are the characteristics and mark whereby the pure virgin church shall be known and distinguished from others, all others that are low. There is low, false, and counterfeit. So these are three groups you're going to be seeing in church. Now, I'm not the one who said that. I'm not in the business of saying anyone is false or anyone is low or anyone is counterfeit, but I'm just in the business of aligning. Amen. Now, there must be, can you see that? There must be a manifestation of the Spirit. In chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit with us. So there must be a manifestation of the Spirit. Manifestation of the Spirit, including demonstration of the Spirit. We see a lot of demonstration of the Spirit in our meetings. We don't even know because we've just gotten so used to it. What I was doing yesterday while I was preaching was demonstration of the Spirit. That was demonstration of the Spirit. Besides the dancing that I danced when I was greeting, everything was demonstration of the Spirit. Amen. Can I tell you what part of the things that, because sometimes you need to know how they come. Just the way laughter welled out from my mouth, dance also wells out like that. And you yield to it. Yesterday, I didn't yield to everything that came when I was appreciating my wife, and then mommy was saying, do it again, and then it now prophecy came, and then I yielded to it, and then I called her out. Now, I didn't yield to everything. If I yielded to everything, I don't know what it would have happened. But something else was welding up in my heart, but I just had to hold it back because I wanted to preach. Amen. Amen. I didn't want to sound, because I know some people might not quite understand us to that dimension, but Lord forgive me. Probably if I had yielded to it, that might have done something to somebody. And I felt like singing for her. It came out, the song came out, but oh boy. And that was not your church song. That was not a church song, to be candid with you. Can I tell you the song that came out? Amen. When I told her I will love you with an everlasting love. The song that came out was, and I will always love you. I know somebody will say, is this one move of the spirit? Yeah. Dead here. Move of the spirit is not just when you are. We are supposed to not get over familiar, but or get to the point where we are supposed to be at home with move of the spirit. So he said there must be a manifestation of the spirit whereby to do what? Did you see? That's what prophecy is all about. Then here was to edify and raise up this church, whereby bringing heaven down, because they preached the word with the Holy Ghost sent from heaven. Now, you know, Holy Ghost had been around, but how come they said they preached the word with the Holy Ghost sent from heaven? Meaning there's a manifestation of the Holy Ghost that the Father will allow to come to us. Fresh, as the words are coming. The words that are coming, they are coming from heaven. And they have their cloud. And they have their, what I mean they have their cloud? They have their ghosts. And the ghost that comes with it is to manifest it. In fact, it is not good for you to pluck the word and leave the ghost. You won't see the full benefit of it. So, whereby bringing heaven down, because these manifestations is to bring heaven down. There are some conversations that God wants to bring down that will only be done by demonstration of the Spirit. Demonstration of the Spirit. There are some conversations that will not come except you're drunk in the Spirit. Yes, sir. There are some conversations that come spontaneously. Demonstrations. There are conversations that will come spontaneously, but you need to be drunk in the Spirit for you to. So, for you to yield to it, you need to be drunk in the Spirit. You need to be drunk in the Spirit. Meaning you must be drunk in the Spirit for you to yield to such that is coming down from heaven upon us. From where? Our head and majesty doth reign. There's a place where it's raining. The place where it's raining is at the right hand. There are spirits of the right hand. Did you hear what I just said now? They are spirits. When you say right hand, they are spirits of the right hand. But the spirits of the right hand won't bear witness. The spirits of the right hand, when it's bearing witness, is going to still pass through the medium. Hagin said, the Lord will not do anything without passing through the 9 gifts of the Spirit. When it comes to manifestation of the Spirit, those are installations of the Holy Ghost in the church. So, even when he is bringing in the Spirit of the right hand, it will still pass through these mediums. The first time I heard Hagin say it, I said, well, because I had grown a little bit, so I knew there are some other things that the Lord was also doing, but of course, right now I don't doubt it because I've seen that it is true. Every manifestation will still pass through. Now, I'm talking about manifestation of the Spirit, will still pass through these gifts, because these gifts are installations of the Holy Ghost in the church. It will still pass through it. It will still pass through word of knowledge, word of wisdom, name them, discerning of spirit, gifts of healing, gifts of working of miracles, gift of faith, gift of tongues interpretation, and prophecy. Now, it will still pass through it because they are installations. They are doorways. And those doorways are graces that our people are endowed with. But something can come higher from a particular dimension, like I mentioned, the spirit of the right hand wanting to bear witness. Now, the spirit of the right hand does not or will not bear witness except the things of the right hand are being spoken. So what gives it right of way to bear witness is when things of the right hand are being spoken, then you will see the spirit of the right hand coming. Because the right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. But when it's coming, it's going to move through the same medium. And when it moves through the same channel, you might just, it's just the same prophecy, tongues and interpretation. But you don't know that it is not, it's coming from somewhere. You can make mistake. Things have changed, but you are just, and that is why we should not get familiar. Too familiar with the manifestation of the Spirit amidst us. So one is to believe, and then the other one is to what? Don't forget them. That is how to hold them. So we are going to visit, by God's grace, by the time we'll be exalted next week and other week, we will visit some of these prophecies. And with them, we will pray. Amen. Give me back that place as I round up. Amen. Have you been blessed? Yes, sir. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies that which went before thee. So these prophecies have been, so we have prophecies that have come January, February, March, April, up till now, they have gone before us. We should recall them and check them. Some of times you see repetition of those things. The Lord is not just repeating them because he wants to repeat them. It's because he knows we've forgotten and we need to hold them. That thou by them, can you say by them? Do what? War. A good warfare. Now, the warfare includes prayer. Don't throw it away. I'm not talking about warfare prayer. I know, see, you know, I need to also correct some things. There is warfare prayer. What we call what, you know, sometimes it's just words that we use that makes you look one kind, and then maybe the attention we give to a particular thing and then neglect it. What they simply call warfare prayer is intercession. Intercession, which might include binding. Like Hagin will teach, when you're praying for a family member to be born again, you need to take authority over the spirit that is preventing him from giving his life to Christ. That's warfare. But what are you doing? Well, it was actually intercession. You are interceding for him. That's warfare. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. So that with them thou mightest war a good warfare. You will war a good warfare. The warfare is in holding. Primarily, is in holding. Why? Because those things that are coming, Satan will fight you with forgetfulness, fight you with not giving attention to it, fight you in the place of obedience, because he knows that one thing that will make the circle of manifestation of what God has spoken to come to pass is your alignment. How? By obedience. What did I say? Our alignment by obedience. So he will fight you in the place of obedience. He'll fight you in the place of not walking in love. Because some prophecies have gone ahead. And he knows if you stay out of love, you are in debt, you are in darkness. There is no way prophecy that has gone forth will be fulfilled. It's just be hanging. There are so many prophecies that have come that can be hanging, and they hang for years and they've not been fulfilled. What are they waiting for? Alignment. They're just waiting for the person to align. It will be brought back and there will be a performance. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. Amen. That thou mayest war a good warfare. I'm teaching you about the good warfare. Holding them. Holding them. You hold them by believing it and then by not forgetting it. Amen. Amen. And you use it to also align yourself in the place of obedience. You pray with it. Lord, you need to be people of the word. Lord, this is what you said. This is your word. I bring your word you spoke. I remember Maurice Cerullo. How many of us know our daddy Maurice Cerullo? I think he has gone to be with the Lord. Blessed memory. Wonderful man of God. Powerful evangelist. I remember the time he came for the last meeting he came to Nigeria. The man did some things that, you know, we are what guys. And then he did something that marveled us one of those days in the meeting. Before he starts any ministration, take your Bible, put it under your seat, and listen to me. He said, because what I'm saying is also the word of God. Now, that's authority, man. He was doing this in his 70s. He has preached. He has had work with God. I can't tell you that. They will slap my mouth before you. Amen. The Lord can trust him. He's a faithful steward whom the Lord could trust with his word. Of course, he won't say what the Lord did not say. That you might war a good warfare. Then give me, the next one. Holding faith. So what we are doing is, what has been preached to us? What is being preached to us? We've had faith. But what is being preached to us right now? Things everlasting. Now you're supposed to hold them. If you forget them, if you forget the prophecies that have come, you might not hold them well. You ought to hold them. Holding, because here, of course, he has taught Timothy faith. Holding faith and a good conscience. Holding faith and a good conscience. A good conscience is a conscience that has done faith. Conscience that has been exposed to the doctrine of faith. And he has been able to hold it. That's the prerequisites for one being a deacon. You hold faith. So what is being taught us is things everlasting. So they also want us to, it might be read this way, holding everlasting things and the conscience. Now it will not be good conscience. Pure conscience. Pure conscience. Because a pure conscience is higher than good conscience. So in other words, every one of these doctrines, as they come, there is a conscience it gives to us. Because it's with your conscience you serve God. Meaning you respond to God according to your level of conscience. And what gives you that kind of conscience is the level of ministration that is you are being exposed to. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. Holding faith. So they want us to hold. If you don't wear a good warfare, you will not be able to hold things everlasting. And the conscience that is supposed to give. which will help you serve God or respond to God. Then he now told us, which some, having put away concerning the faith, some having put it away. Now to put it away means some forgot it. Some having forgotten it, made a shipwreck. Now it means if you forget the things that have been spoken to us, you will not be able to hold things everlasting the way you need to hold them. And if you don't hold them with the conscience that is supposed to minister to you, you can make a shipwreck. Then he gave us an example of these two people, Hymenaeus and Alexandra. These people, Hymenaeus was also a brethren in church. He was a brother in church. But something happened to him. He was the one that thought that resurrection was past already. Paul said, I delivered him to Satan. Now, you know when he said resurrection is past already, what you think maybe Hymenaeus said, Hymenaeus was a church boy. He was a preacher. But he came into wrong teaching by not holding the things that we have been revealed with a pure conscience or a good conscience. He made shipwreck. He shipwrecked faith. To shipwreck means to break, tear down what is supposed to convey you to where you're going to. So journey ends. He was teaching that resurrection is past already. You know what resurrection is past already means? That we've already attained resurrection. We've already attained resurrection. It's something we're saying, I'm already on the throne. Why are you guys talking about throne? I'm already on the throne. Once saved, always saved. Those are things that will shipwreck faith. I'm already a priest. Didn't you read? He has made us. Made us is past tense. Because he has scriptures for it. But understand, what does it mean to be made a priest and a king? Check the scripture. Scriptures align. What they were saying was actually prophecy, because the things written in the book of Revelation are things that will happen thereafter. So they are, you're seeing ahead. So you can say, I'm already a priest. Let's check a priest. Are you king of righteousness? Are you king of peace? Have you mastered righteousness? I'm not talking about religion. Have you mastered righteousness? Not being religious. Righteous. You know what is righteousness? Have you mastered peace? Because before you begin to come to priest of the Most High God, do righteousness, do peace, and be king of it. Amen. And what brought them there? That's what I want you to see. What brought him there? Not holding faith and good conscience. Why didn't they hold faith? Alexandra was another person. I won't talk about him because of time. Why was it so? They didn't give attendance to what was coming. Because see what happens. As teachings are going on, we don't just teach and assume or arrogate to ourselves things that we are not. We check, thus saith the Lord. When the Lord said, I will do this in your midst, I will do that. Let's not say he has done it. Because what he said he would do, you find the part of that thing being done in doctrine. Yes, sir. Doctrine shows you the parts or how it should be done. Now, what he's just saying is that this is what I'm going to be doing. This is what I'm going to be doing. But we'll come back to the word and begin to learn it. As we teach the word, hear the word, we navigate the path. We navigate the path. There is path of righteousness. There is path to everlasting life. Thou will show me. Thou will show me. What? The path of what? Life. So life has path. So let me not just claim life. Have I understood the path? If I've not understood the path, and I'm just claiming the life, then I'm wasting my time. After a while, I will say, resurrection is pastor. I've already attained it. What are you guys talking about? Meaning, journey has stopped. I've wrecked the ship. And then I'll gather people who are also lazy, who don't want to obey God's word, who want to take what they have not gone through process of obedience, who want to just take it. And they'll gather around me and I'll have disciples. And will now be the one spreading. I'm already immortal. Immortal leaking. Immortal. You will soon become invisible. And you'll be the only wise God in your own eyes. The path to immortality will begin to teach you how to deal with sin. Why claim immortality when you're still having a problem with masturbation? I'm talking to someone. You're still having a problem with unclean thoughts. You don't even know how to master unclean thoughts and deal with them, flush them out. You still allow those hateful, ugly birds to perch on your head and then make nest on your head. And you say, immortal. You're not immortal if you can't take care of sin. Sin has to be taken care of. Sin works. Sin nature. Sin thoughts. Then you now move to iniquity. You will deal with iniquity before you cross the borderline. Because those who through patient continuance, that's the process. Patient, you continue. You continue. Seek for glory, honor, immortality. So you've not gotten glory, you've not gotten honor. You claim immortality. You're false. You're counterfeit. There's a process. I'm showing you the process. So what we are basically doing with this prayer is that we are praying that the Lord will... We are laying hold on this prophecy and we are going to use them to pray. War a good warfare. Believe in them. Not forget, not being forgetful of them. Laying hold on them, meaning holding them by aligning ourselves in the place of obedience. You need to pray to obey. There are some obedience you will not do because there are spirits of disobedience that foster disobedience. Pastor was talking about social media. The spirit that is around it is spirit of disobedience. We will not shy away from giving you the truth. The spirit that is behind social media does not mean well. And someone is in the Bible, you people are using it for fountain stream. Yes, we will use it as using the world. So as long as we are here, we will use it. But we will not subscribe to the spirit of the age. Because he has something he wants to do. He wants to fashion. He wants to conform you to a mold that is anti-God in this generation. But what we do is that we will use it with a long spoon. We will use it in such a way that it will not, like I use it for, I like this. You see? It's Gadite logo that is here. Mm-hmm. That's social media. That's how you use it. The other day I said, some of us in your status, can't you put some, instead of doing... Well, I see that. Although I don't go to status, but sometimes when I scroll there, I'm like, what is it? Post scriptures. Post things edifying. Use it well. Preach through it. You have some of your classmates that are not believers, but you have their numbers, and whatever you put on your status, they will see it. Preach. You can take it how somebody can give his life to Christ. Just preach to them. With a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With a mouth. Because we might not have opportunity to go out to begin right now, because the out there is crazy. You see those guys are mashallah. Is that the person you want to go and preach? No, we'll preach to them. But I won't take you kids out there. But you can begin to minister to those who are in your class by your status. You can just put how somebody, step by step, on how somebody can give his life to Christ. Let it scroll for 1 week. Let it scroll for, put it every day for the next 1 month. You'll be surprised that it will hit someone. With prayer, it will hit someone. You're using it well. How many of us are blessed? Amen. We will pray. Can you say we will pray? We will lay hold on the things that are being spoken to us, and with them we will war a good warfare. We will not be forgetful hearers. Both of the word that we are being taught, and even of thus saith the Lord that comes to us. We will not be too familiar with the move of the Spirit, with the manifestation of the Spirit. We will not be too familiar, but we will receive everything that heaven has for us in this season. Amen.
By the new and living way. We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us by WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you. Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated for the birth.